So today we are reading a book called River Rose and the Magical Christmas. And it is by Grammy Award-winning artist Kelly Clarkson. And it's illustrated by Lucy Fleming. And friends, there is an original song that goes with this. So we'll have to give that a listen. And in the meantime, we're going to read the story. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Philip?
Phil.
Just Phil?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know you ever went by Phil. You're so grown up. That's such a grown-up name.
And I work for Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones.
Oh, you're Indiana Jones's Phil. That makes more sense. Okay, are you ready to go? Okay, here we go. River Rose's favorite night was always Christmas Eve. She knew Santa would stop by because she did believe. River Rose and her dog Joplin had written him a letter, and they were waiting up for him. Hand delivered would be better. But River Rose and Joplin accidentally fell asleep. When she woke, she grabbed her letter and ran downstairs without a peep. River Rose and Joplin missed Santa, but were surprised to find above the fire three balloons they recognized. These balloons were magical. They would take her on a flight above the mountains, through the clouds, past the moon that lit the night. But as she wobbled, bounced, and swayed, her hands clutched around the strings. Faintly, through the silence, she heard voices start to sing. Philip has a song. I like it.
I'm a good singer.
You are a good singer. Okay. She followed the song to the North Pole, to a little village square. She knew that this was Santa's home because elves were everywhere. And wow, what else would make you think that this is Santa's home? In the picture, there's a few other things going on here. What do you see?
There's a big Christmas tree.
There's a big Christmas tree. What else?
Presents.
There are presents everywhere. And what else?
Elves.
Yeah, other than the elves, I see something else. The houses look like they're made out of gingerbread, don't they? With like candy canes and stuff on them. Nom, nom, nom. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there they sang. Oh, friends, I'm guessing this is a song that Kelly Clarkson has written or has sung. And I do not know how it goes. So do you want to make up a song with me? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the lyrics are only a wish, only a star, only a leap from where you are. For those who believe on Christmas Eve. Nope. Mrs. Claus appeared. Oh, okay. Well, let's not bang it around then, okay? Oh, sorry, friends. Okay, back to the book now. Mrs. Claus appeared and said, "Santa will soon be back. Until then, come in. Please enjoy a North Pole snack." And I would like to point out, friends, that the closer we get to the house, I am correct. This is definitely got, this house has candy on it. Okay. "One giant snowball fight with snowballs you can eat. Take a taste, you'll be surprised. Each one will be a treat. Or two rainbow lollipops. Each lake will change your color. River Rose was purple, then pink, then green as a four-leaf clover." I have never turned green before from having a lollipop, but I'm pretty sure I don't want to. What do you think? Mm-mm. Because usually when someone turns green, it's because they're sick. Okay, let's see what happens next. "Three chocolate trains that make you whistle with each bite. 4 colossal cookies to make you laugh and laugh all night. Wow, that cookie is as big as River Rose, isn't it? Mm-hmm. By the way, friends, River Rose is... What is River Rose?
Human.
A human. More specifically? Would you say that this is a big or a little human?
Little.
Uh-huh. And does this human look like a girl or a boy?
Girl.
Yeah, she kind of does, huh? Yeah. Okay. Five jumping jelly beans will have you dancing around the room. 6 crazy candy canes will fly you up to the moon. 7 golden eggs so delicious you will glow. 8 tiny pies that make your body grow and grow. Wow, Mrs. Claus has got some serious magical baked goods, doesn't she? This one makes you glow. This one makes you grow. I wonder if there's one that makes things snow. Let's find out. Oh, look. 9 gingerbread houses to keep you warm all through the night. 10 warm cups of cocoa before we turn off the light. So, I want to go on record again for saying, Mommy was right. These houses are made out of gingerbread. Yum, yum, yummy, yum. Joplin fell asleep, and River Rose was fading fast. As her eyes began to close, Santa came at last. He picked her up so gently and placed her on his sled.
I think it's best, Miss River Rose, if you sleep in your own bed.
She handed the letter up to Santa as he gently tucked her in. Santa opened it carefully and grinned the biggest grin. In all the letters he'd received, children from everywhere were asking for a doll, a toy, a bike, or a teddy bear. All were presents River Rose could have asked for, too. Instead, the only thing she'd written were just 2 words. What are they?
I don't know.
Can you help me figure them out? Well, TH says ANK. Uh-huh. Thank. And this word is?
You.
Thank you. So she didn't ask Santa to give her anything. Instead, all she said was thank you? What do you think about that? I think it's very sweet. When she woke Christmas morning, she wondered, was it a dream? The snowball fights, the candy trains, was it really what it seemed? She ran downstairs and there she found, sitting beneath the tree, a music box for River Rose with a little golden key. When River Rose turned to the key, she knew it all was true, because the only ones who know that song are the elves and me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now we got to go find that song and give it a good old-fashioned listen so we know exactly what the song sounds like. And I think it's kind of a brand new-ish song. Maybe it came out last year for Christmas. Let's see what the copyright on this. Oh, it's several years old. I'm just kidding. This was the copyrighted in 2017. And Mommy just has not heard it. So let's go check it out. And in the meantime, we will say the... The... And Nat Phillip's doing his best, but his mouth is very, very full of gingerbread and sugar. The end.